In the first part of this three-part SEO content series, we discussed the 11 key traits of high-performing content. If you didn't read it yet, check it out here, SEO Content, a three-part ultimate guide to dominate SERP, PT 1/3. In this part, we'll list down some of the tips and tricks that can maximize the impact of your SEO content, bringing you the desired results faster. Now that you know what type of content ranks well on SERP, here are a few more things you can do to dominate search result pages for targeted keywords. Use keyword-centric URL structures. Most website owners use the default permalink structure when publishing new posts. They should be using keywords in the URL structure instead. It should be short and include phrases that your target audience is looking for. At LSI Keywords LSI, latent semantic indexing, keywords are words that are semantically related to your primary keyword. It helps Google understand what the content is about. Using LSI keywords helps Google rank your article for all relevant search queries and not just one primary keyword. It also improves the overall quality of your content and gives it a natural flow. Link out to authority sites. If you link out to high authority sites, Google will reward you with higher rankings. Outbound links can give search engines more context about your page. Moreover, if you're associating your page site with high DA sites, it reflects well on you. Use structured data markup. This is a very powerful way to optimize your content for search engines. It helps Google and other search engines understand what your content is about in a more detailed and effective way. Use images, videos, and GIFs. The top-ranking content often leverages interactive elements such as images, videos, and GIFs. And you should too. Incorporate these into your own posts so that they're compelling and easy to understand. People don't want to read large blocks of text. They want to break between points. Include keywords in the title. The title of your post is one of the most important aspects of on-page SEO. It determines what people see when they Google your article, and it's also one of the first things Google uses to determine what your post is about. So make sure you use your main keyword or key phrase once in the title, preferably at the beginning. Include keywords in the first 100 words. It's not just enough to include your keyword in the title. You should also include it at the beginning of the content body and make sure that it's within 100 words. Your keyword should be surrounded by other related words and phrases so that Google knows what your post is about right off the bat. Go to old content and link the new one. Building a strong network of internal links is important. When you're publishing new content, you might link old content there. But what about linking this new content with the old one? It's important. So, after you publish any piece of content on the website, find 2 to 3 old content blog posts and link the newly published content there. Regularly update old content. Giving old content a refresh is one of the most important things you can do to improve your organic traffic because it often has the highest potential for impact. That's because it already has some level of search visibility, links, and engagement, all of which are signals Google uses to rank content. So by updating old content, you're giving your site the opportunity to boost its ranking. Increase readability. The more readable your content is, the easier it will be for readers to stay on the page and consume your content. This will subsequently increase session duration and time spent on the page, as well as reduce bounce rate, all key factors in improving rankings. Optimize for featured snippets. Another great way to get more clicks and possibly improve your organic traffic is by optimizing your content for featured snippets. Featured snippets are the Google answer box that displays at the very top of the SERPs when a user asks a question. They are designed to directly answer question-based queries, how to, what is, and list of queries. So, whether you're structuring or formatting your content, keep in mind the rich results on SERP. Takeaway: in addition to ensuring your content has all the essential traits of high-impact SEO content, the above-mentioned are a few more steps you can take to drive better results. Remember, when you're creating SEO content, it requires a lot more to be done before and after the writing publishing step. There's no such thing as publish and forget. It requires constant improvement and optimization to perform well. For example, after you have published a comprehensive guide, ideally you would want to build backlinks for that guide. So, you can start guest blogging on relevant sites whereon you would link this guide and those guest blogs. In all, to make your SEO content work and achieve the desired feats, you have to put in more effort.